So let's do a bit of dating advice again, right? So there's a girl who goes out to a bar in the San Francisco area, okay?
Yeah.
And talks to this guy for literally a couple of minutes, no more than that, and does the polite thing, gives him her business card and says, give me a call sometime.
Okay.
What?
That's just a very formal way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you business know, card. I think they do that a lot in America as well. Okay. Hand out the business card. Anyway, she gets this message from him.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day. But I'm very particular about what I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you, and I was very taken by you.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Your friends
were
jealous.
Your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you.
Can you believe, like, it just makes your mouth go, open wide. There's more.
Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like. So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-9184. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are elegant women rare because he's Greek? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know. What are you saying? Look at Becky now.
He just makes me so angry.
Why?
He's putting it like a business proposal. It's like, yeah. I've got an opportunity for you.
Let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at being approached so directly, because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that, but I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Remember, he's spoken to her for a couple of minutes in a bar. Okay?
I was going to say, any woman should steer well clear, let alone an independent, strong woman is going to go, oh, yeah, he sounds well hot.
Right, so after all that, okay, that long message, she decides not to call him back.
There's a surprise.
I know. Who'd have thought it? But then she gets this message.
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work.
Here's how it's going to work.
I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work.
What a catch this guy really is. Right, it continues.
It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work. Because, you know, some people leave early. And I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested, and you can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
Oh, yeah.
You keep telling yourself, Dimitri, and then maybe we'll believe it.
I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, when a year, it's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Okay, I like he has to keep reiterating that.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, I don't like
it. I'm not surprised his last girlfriend kept it a long-distance relationship.
I just can't believe this guy.
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear from you,
you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it.
Oh, my God.
I think Becky's quite tempted to give him a ring.
I think a lot of girls are going, oh, at the radio right now.
So angry.
Now, I understand if you've got other issues, but nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder. And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
I think it's more aggressive-aggressive, I'm feeling.
Hey, carries on.
Okay. But if you're psychologically normal...
Unlike me.
And you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine.
Okay.
But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
Right. Unbelievable. Dimitri's a catch.
You shouldn't pull women like that, should you, Becky? Just...
I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not... I'm a complete catch.